This is Dubai Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Max Temkin, Alex Cox, Merlin Mann, me, Jason Snell,
and me, Mike Hurley,
and Stephen Hackett,
and Federico Viticci.
This week's challenge, eat some pizza.
Now I'm too quiet. Is there anything in between like a 1 and a 10? Let's see. That's about right.
Yeah.
There we go.
You sound good.
Yeah. That's a normal human volume. Hey. That's so weird. Hey. It sounds just like Jason Snell is on the microphone.
Why, hello.
Oh, my God.
It's even the mic he uses.
Yep.
It really sounds
so the weather. Yeah, it is. It is the SM7B. So the weather today is pretty sunny out there.
Nobody cares about the weather, Jason.
Thank you. There you go.
Fun fact, mic 3 is Max's specific mic, so it is very finely tuned.
It's got the max setting.
Yeah, it does.
I'm just compressed, so when I start yelling, it doesn't disrupt the podcast. Yeah.
Okay, this is Dubai Friday, everyone. We never introduced the show.
Do you feel like you have to step up with an intro now?
Hey!
Because you have a bunch of introducing podcasts.
These are new voices. Max, you want to introduce the guests we have today?
No.
Okay, all right.
They can do it themselves.
All right, we have a full desk for the first time at Dubai Friday in our studio, but Merlin isn't here. We're not sure why. It's a mystery.
Crisis actors.
All right, we have to my left, it's kind of like clockwise, Jason Snell.
Hello. I like things that move in clockwise formation.
I'm weird to hear Jason Snell's voice coming out of that microphone. Wait, I'm not going to... I don't know. It's just weird. Do you never meet a podcast person and you're like, it's weird that your body is making that...
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. Like, looking at you is very strange.
Yeah, a little bit.
this happens every time that I talk into a microphone. My voice comes out.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we're so upsetting. All right, I'm just going to let everybody introduce themselves. Jason, what do you do on the internet and in life?
I write about Apple stuff mostly at sixcolors.com, and I do lots of podcasts on Relay FM and The Incomparable.
And we have Mike Hurley.
Hi, Alex.
What do you do?
Podcasts.
Okay, cool. And Stephen Hackett next to Mike, what do you do?
Oh, boy.
What a great shirt.
This is complicated.
Yeah.
I do the same thing Mike does, but with a different accent.
Hey, Max Temkin, what do you do?
I'm a Forbes 30 Under 30 media luminary. Oh. So I,
littlest brother.
My expertise is mostly in thought leadership, I would say, if I had to pick a category.
And finally, we have Federico Viticci. What do you do on the internet?
I have no idea what I'm doing here, honestly.
wrong place at the wrong time.
I was just caught up in this. I do iPads on the webs on Mac Stories, which is a perfect name for the iPad website. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also do podcasts.
All right. So the reason that all of our fun podcast and Apple friends are here is because you're in town for I don't want to give up your OPSEC, but something about the notes that have been released throughout the city. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're chasing them down.
Yeah.
It's a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm. But Max decided that as a challenge...
It's like Law and Order Special Apple Unit.
Dun dun.
Are any of you going to be here for the Apple, the big... What is it? Apple Town Hall? Apple...
Town Square.
Town Square.
Huh? What?
There's an Apple store opening next
it's
week.
It's not an Apple store.
It's across an Apple store.
Across from Trump Tower.
No, it's a grove. It's a genius grove.
It's a tree.
Yeah.
A series of trees with computers
around
them.
It's a forest with nerds inside. Lost.
I wonder if anyone's still listening.
It's I prefer to think of it more as a marketplace of USB-C cables that sometimes have the functionality you need and sometimes don't. But it's a place where you can go and buy the cables and exchange them for the ones that you meant to buy that actually work.
Oh. Well, it's a richness of our community where we all gather together to enjoy art, music, and dongles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of courage.
It's dongle time.
A lot of courage.
All right. Can I set a timer for 1 minute to talk about my laptop? You know what? No, I'm not asking. I'm just going to do it. Siri, set a timer for 1 minute. Please.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to do it.
Okay. So the 2016 MacBook Pros.
Live demos.
I went to the Apple store yesterday. Oh, we need to replace your logic board again. And they need to get the dust out of my caps lock key. And it's already been replaced for a logic board twice. And I don't know what to do. Max, how do I ask Cards Against Humanity, hey, can I sell back my shitty laptop and get a cheaper, better laptop for this year?
I honestly just do it. No one in this organization cares.
Oh,
just do it.
God, it's Steven here, his key fell off, and it's just like a disaster. I'm on the dongle train. I am ready to buy all of your bullshit, but just please, I want my logic. Oh, also, only one of my USB/Thunderbolt 10. What is it? I don't know.
Hey, do you guys ugh. Get a thing where?
Whoa! 14 seconds. Fourteen seconds. Also, I realized that the reason that Apple's cases don't have bottoms is they've been training us for the 10 for the past 3 years. Okay, I'm done. Thank you, everybody.
Do you guys use the? Are you guys big share sheet users on the iOS? Mm-hmm. Do you guys get a thing now on? So I get it on my iPad where whenever I use the share sheet and then I select the application, even if it's an Apple application like Messages, about 50% of the time it just freezes and I have to restart the device.
Super slow. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you wait it out and it works eventually. So,
Messages is the worst, and if you wait long enough, you know, if your children go off to college, and we have and we have a real president again, then it will launch.
It's like right at the critical moment of I found the content, I want to share it with someone, and I'm just about to release.
You're ready to curate. And yeah. Facebook is staying there saying no.
Well, yeah. Sophisticated machine learning is being applied to what you're sharing there, and the system is advising you perhaps you should think about what you're doing.
Yeah.
And
they installed really a special version for you, Max. It's like, should you really share it?
Well, that if they apply that machine learning to the content that I share with people, it would just be like, please don't. Just think twice.
You don't know is your devices don't connect to the outside world anymore.
Oh, I'm shadow banned. No! I knew it was going to happen. All right, I feel like the challenge is going to happen imminently, so I want to introduce the challenge early this week, and then we can talk about whatever we want. So the concept for this week's challenge, this was technically Merlin's challenge, but he cucked us. He's not here, so I guess we have to introduce it. The concept for the challenge was, you guys are all in Chicago. We were looking forward to having you in the studio. We wanted to do a fun challenge that everyone could participate in. So we're doing a Chicago pizza challenge. So everyone's got to taste some Chicago pizza and give us their feedback. My goal with the challenge, since Merlin's not here, is I feel like the quality of discourse around Chicago pizza, the whole debate. Do you get any of that? Do you hear? But does this filter into like outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm familiar with like the big.
I've seen pictures.
stupid pizza.
Yeah, we have an Italian here. This could get really dangerous.
Okay. This is why we brought Federico.
So I think the
only reason why I'm here.
I think the reason that the discourse is bad is like there's been a couple of like bits. Like John Stewart did a bit about deep dish. And he's like, hey, it's a fucking casserole. Mm. And whenever I talk to someone, they like access their little. They go into the tag cloud and they pull up Chicago pizza and then they have their little note card with like three bullet points. And I'm really tired of hearing people say it's not a pizza, it's a casserole, or like,
what?
Why is this? It's people say the same.
I don't get
dumb
the casserole thing. If anything, I guess it's closer to a quiche. Like casseroles don't come in like
it's a fucking pizza. It's tomato sauce and cheese and bread. It's a pizza. You can just say I don't like it. But I just want a clean fair fight, you guys. Mm-hmm. You
know? All right.
I just want a clean fight.
We'll leave it at the door.
Yeah,
said
thank
the
you.
Guy
thank
holding
you.
The knife at the table.
Well, Merlin's
like it's not fair.
Knives. It's not fair.
It's my fidget spinner. It's good for my. I'm a millennial. It's good for my. It's good for my my energy. Anyway, so I asked. So I wanted to get a good representation of Chicago deep dish pizza. I feel like a lot of people, they bring their guests to town. They just go to Pequod's or whatever, and they're like, "Hey, have a good deep dish." But or Art of Pizza is the other one people like. But I really wanted to represent the whole gamut of Chicago style pizza. So I asked friend of the show, Steve Dolinsky. He's ABC7's Hungry Hound. You see
he
his
has
picture.
Not listened to this show. Has he listened to this show?
You see his picture in. I mean, he knows it exists.
Oh,
good. You see his picture in all the good restaurants in Chicago. Mm-hmm. That says it's a big smiling face. It's like the Hungry Hound likes this restaurant. That's how you know it's good. So I asked him. He is actually writing a book, the definitive book on all the different styles of Chicago pizza and the best places. So he sent me over like six different categories of Chicago pizza, and then we ordered all of them.
Okay.
So there's going to be a cavalcade of pizza arriving in the studio at any moment.
Is it like at random times?
I'm going to
you know, yeah, basically.
Is this like the bit in The Simpsons where Homer's in hell and they just tie him to the thing and feed him donuts?
Yeah, you're going
to
have we have a mechanical jaw prepared for everyone. Yeah, exactly.
Last night, a lot of these places, we should say, it is 11 a.m. Central Time. So, you know, people have just had breakfast, and a lot of these places, you know, don't open at 11. So last night, I was getting, like, deliveries and picking some pizzas up. But the post, I got three pizzas that the exact same post made came three times.
They must have been so confused.
Like, well, what's wrong with you? Just order three places from pizzas from the same place.
Well, oh no. Okay, so Mike, we'll get into this later, but we have an artisan pizza coming from Pizzeria Bebu, slices from Diamati. Oh God, there's an Italian here. I'm sorry.
I'm not only looking at you. Don't worry. It's fine.
some deep from both My Pie and Lou Maddie's. I can't say his last name. Tavern style from Max's favorite, Barnaby's.
Hell yes.
And that his assistant is currently driving to the suburbs to get. the classic from Lou's and thin pizza from Pat's.
Welcome to my 8th grade birthday party. We're getting some fucking Barnabys up in there. This is my childhood pizza. Okay, so I have always felt that because of the diversity of high-quality pizza offerings, deep dish being only one small piece of the pie, so to speak, Chicago is the best pizza city in the world. And I went through Italy this year, and I regret to inform you that it is not the best pizza city in the world. Rome is clearly the best pizza city in the world, but Chicago is the best in the U.S. That's for sure.
You happy with that, Federica?
It's not even close. The first pizza I tried in Rome, I was like, okay, I get it.
In Rome?
In Rome.
You didn't go to
Naples? No, I didn't make it to Naples. Okay. We did.
Holy shit, guys!
What's this?
Is it Merlin?
Holy shit! It's Merlin! The internet's Merlin Man!
Hey, guys!
Oh! Now the entire Dubai Friday audience won't turn against us. I'm so worried that, like, everyone's just going to be like, oh.
I hate those guys. They killed Merlin.
No Merlin. Merlin,
you know what you did.
Oh, fuck. Now the Taylor Swift song's in my head. All right. Now that Merlin's here, can we do our follow-up in Front Matter? I'm very excited about it.
Wait a minute. What the fuck you guys been doing?
We're talking about pizza.
Yeah.
Merlin, you're 37 minutes late. You're out. You have exceeded the max tempting grace period.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, you guys. Oh, I have so much exciting follow-up about how I spent the last 40 minutes. Digga, follow-up. We have, did you guys cover the patrons? Did you tell people to give us their fucking money?
No, please give us money.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, everybody, give us your fucking money. Go to patreon.com/DubaiFriday and give us your money. We have so much. I don't even know what you guys have done here. Have you done any of this follow up? Have you been doing
We're talking about pizza, and I was just giving it up to Federico that Italy has better pizza than Chicago, which is I don't want to acknowledge that. But
Can't it just be different, Max?
It's not. It's not different. The reason it's not different is it comes down to like ingredient quality and just. Subtlety and the care that goes into it. It's just a different animal. It's a better version of the same food. It's better and across the board in every way.
I'm also buying a new laptop.
We got a Bonchi Pizzeria in Chicago. We have a Bonchi Pizzeria in Chicago.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree. You have the knife.
Wait a minute, Federico's there too? How many people here? What's happening?
Oh, hi, Merlin.
There's a bunch of people, Merlin.
Hey, Merlin. What?
This is like
not your show anymore.
This is one of the seven people
podcasts. It's not my show.
Federico is the captain now.
Look at me, I'm the captain.
Last week we had our giant.
I have a knife.
He has a knife now. Oh no,
Max just gave Federico.
Merlin, we're
knife.
Using your knives as like the talking stick.
Let me hear Kershaw. Here's mine.
It's a little complicated to open.
I feel like I'm going to hurt myself.
Federica, please be careful with the knife.
I have a presentation. Oh,
oh
God.
My God.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Knives flicking right. around the place.
I've never tried this before, but you know how people throw knives in a movie and it goes spinning and it sticks in the wall? I feel like I could do that. I've seen it in media a lot. It seems like the kind of thing I'd be able to do.
Sure,
I mean,
you have those skills.
You know, I'm sort of known for my dexterity skills.
Just those face level skills.
Just watch a couple of YouTube videos. Just learn from those.
Does anyone have a tomahawk? All right. Anyway, welcome to the original Kings of Podcasting. Everyone's here in the studio. The pizza's gonna be here any minute. That's all I had.
We had our big Amazon challenge last week where we sent each other presents. We have, if you choose, I don't want to bore our guests with this, but I feel like there's a couple things we should share with our listeners. Did we ever find out decisively who the large Asian boy is? Was that ever identified?
I was told.
Stop. You're making it worse.
What are you talking about? The large teen, the Asian teen?
Stop saying it. Stop.
He was like, I just went on like Sticker Monkey and bought the biggest one I could buy, which
little,
is not
little racist,
true.
Sticker Monkey.
Someone, okay, the other thing we missed was that because Amazon fucked us and they consolidated packages in a nonsensical way. We got the avocado, the 3-in-1 avocado slicer. We got the Statue of David, and then we got the stuffed wolf. It's my main man, David Avocado Wolf.
Oh, mm-hmm. You love him.
I love that guy. That's my main man. And now, so thank you to whoever sent us the David Avocado Wolf. I'm sorry we didn't put it together on the podcast. There was a lot happening all at once, and I was very sleepy because I ate way too much of the caramel popcorn.
Mm. It's nice to have people have to explain their jokes to you over Twitter. That's a nice feeling.
Alex, can you close the Kershaw? Oh, I can't. I'm not strong enough to. Can you close this for me?
Thank you.
There's knives being handed around now.
Blades are happening.
Try the Kershaw. Alex. Try the Kershaw. It feels so good.
Oh, Alex, please don't cut your hand off.
Alex, don't hurt yourself. Yeah. Oh my
I've
God.
Already cut myself.
I
like
think
six
maybe
times
just
this.
Put the knife down, Alex.
Put it down.
Why is everybody worried that a woman has
because,
a knife?
No, because the woman
it's gonna be.
Oh, because it's gonna fly towards Jason and Mike.
No, I'm really worried that you're just gonna slam it over your fingers.
Wait, why wasn't anyone worried about me?
Oh, it's fine.
Because you're a big knife boy.
Because I'm known for my dexterity skills, is what I would say. Follow up. So it's a big day for me in the Temkin household. It's new shoe day. Hold on.
Yes. We got another gift yesterday.
What?
I think.
Oh, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about this because here's the thing.
Is
it's like when you talk.
Them?
Well, it's like when you talk about a school shooting. It inspires other school shootings.
Oh, yeah.
So if you say that someone mailed us panties, show. It's going to inspire more people to mail us their panties. Yeah.
So, but here's the problem.
Don't name them.
If you mail someone a thong, at least keep like a tag on so that I'm not immediately terrified of what could be on this
Alex,
piece of fabric.
Alex, it came in. It was to do by Friday, and it was like, oh, someone sent us a delightful treat. And I opened it up, and I looked inside, and there was just like wadded up underwear and a handwritten ransom note.
Gosh.
And I stared at it for a few minutes, and I was like, you know what? I think you know who would like this is Alex. And I just sort of dumped it out on your desk, and I was like, Alex, well, Cher was in, and Cher watched me dump this out on your desk, and she's like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, no, Alex will love this. Trust me.
And the problem was it did not say due by Friday on it. It was just addressed to Max Temkin. So I was like 99.9% sure that this was a due by Friday thing, but this could also be something for my real job, so I couldn't immediately throw it away.
You guys get a lot of listeners sending you panties in. I mean, this is
why I don't give out my address.
Yeah, okay. That's smart.
Mostly.
Yeah. You get too many of them is your problem.
I get weird. Well, so I've lived in my house since 1999, and therefore it is relatively easy. The privacy people who are like, oh, don't reveal your real address. It's like, you know what? It's too late. It's like 18 years too late to do that. So I occasionally get like art pieces and things sent to my house.
Are they all for you?
Oh, that would be something. No, it's usually like Zeppelin themed or something like that. But yeah, it's just, and I have a P.O. box that's my like, don't send things to my house address. But the people who send things to your house don't use the P.O. box. They don't want that.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's a little weird. I look for white powder. I have some good
Jason Snell follow-up. Although now that I think about it, I might have read about this on Six Colors. But so forgive me if I found it out from you. But do you guys know about the Art of a Mac, Retro Mac Gaming book on Kickstarter right now?
Yeah.
I found that today and I just backed it. I'm very excited about that. That was like my intro to games and gaming. So
I'm amazed that there are things that are about Mac gaming at all because as anybody who had a Mac, you were just, for games especially, you're just so beaten down because it was like, the Mac has never been a place that the people who are like super cool and into games would go. It was more like, I have a Mac and would like to play games. Therefore, are there games? And it was always like, there would always be somebody looking down.
I grew up on Oregon Trail and, you know, number munchers.
Oh, yeah.
Super munchers. We got
Hell
the
yes.
cape and fly around.
Super munchers?
Yes.
It was amazing. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
All right. No. Are these even games?
We got Treasure Math Storm first. So that was like on...
Oh, the whole Treasure Island series.
All of the treasure paths.
The one where you snuck around the school and avoided the robots and tried to solve a mystery?
That was later on in the series, I believe. That could only run on Mac OS X, whereas the original was Mac OS 9, so I still had to boot into the emulator. Wow, I knew not an emulator. Mac Classic. Was it an emulator that ran on it, or how did you? I remember, like, for years, booting up into.
Yeah,
9.
I mean, basically, yeah. It
see
was.
See if it'll play.
Are you of the age that you would have played Number Munchers in school on a
totally.
School computer?
Yes.
Do you remember what a fucking coup it was when your teacher would let you play Number Munchers, and you're like, have you gone insane? Like, I'm not gonna question this, right. But like. Do you have any idea what you've done? Yeah. You're just letting me play Number Munchers
in
school?
I remember one called Odell Down Under, and it was about learning about fish and marine life. But so you were like a fish, and you swim around the coral reef, and then a shark would eat you, and then you're supposed to learn about biology, I guess. In fifth grade, it was awesome.
Holy I'm going to play Word Munchers. Look at that mech logo. Look how good that is.
Yeah, they're gone. I do not want to use a joystick.
Oh, it's on archive.org.
It is. They have a ton of them.
Oh, I thought this was like a YouTube video. It's even better.
I'm going to play it.
Whoa. Oh shit!
If it'll work on an iPad, you can't do real.
You can do real Mac gaming.
There we go.
That's the problem.
It's over. We got to shut it down, Federico.
Yeah, it's over.
It's it now. You found your Achilles heel.
All right, I'm gonna get a Mac.
Hell yes.
Now we just need to start about talk about Stardew Valley and alienate every listener. Oh
my god, it's the best game ever.
Can I talk about my shoes?
Yes, please talk about Thank
you.
Your moon
so boots. It's a new shoe day. I go about 1 year before I destroy a pair of shoes, and I'll get my two pairs of new shoes about every year and a half. But I recently melted one of my two good pairs of shoes, my like daily pairs of shoes. So it accelerated the new shoe day. I've got them here, and we were talking about this a little bit beforehand. But do you guys ever have? Do you ever have like one of your trusty dusties, your like good pair of shoes, and you take them to travel, and then all of a sudden you thought that they were like your dependable team, you're like guys on your squad, but then as soon as you get out of town, you get to a new city, you're walking in them all the time, start getting blisters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got to have two, because one is none and mm-hmm. two is mm-hmm. one and etc. I don't remember the rest of
it. But I never bring two pairs of shoes when I travel. That's the problem.
Do you really travel with one? When you're packing, you're like one pair done.
One pair of shoes. Yeah.
Whoa. Ship it. That's a big risk.
Yep.
Well, no, and what it means is you end up walking around Chicago saying my feet really hurt.
I've done that, and what's crazy is like there's been times when I've been in such agony because I've been in another city. Well, like we go to Seattle every year for PAX, mm-hmm. and I'll walk like 10 miles a day around the convention center where there's like no carpet or anything, and your feet are just killing mm-hmm. you. And it's like, it is legal. I could go to a shoe store and go get a pair of shoes.
Yeah,
like
that wouldn't shoes like, are sold in Seattle.
It's not like the Gobi Desert, right? Like there is stores. I just, it never occurs to me that that's a possibility.
Well, I used to have a tradition of every year in Seattle, I would just buy, because they have a flagship Nike store, and they sell the size of my monster 12.
It's more of a Nike Grove.
Yeah, it's a the Nike Town Hall. But now I'm like, oh, why are these shoes so gross? Why are they run down? Because I haven't been to Seattle in over a year.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
and that's the only place you can buy Nikes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yep. Well, sad. The problem is they have moved the Genius Grove to the riverfront, the Apple Genius cluster. It used to be next to the Nike store. My problems are very real.
But it feels wrong to buy shoes in a different city.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to show my feet in a new city. I think it's wrong.
That's true.
There's something wrong about that.
I also can't trust a new pair of shoes. They're like worse than the old pair of shoes.
It feels like you're cheating. It feels like you're cheating on your shoe store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't want some guy looking at my feet in a different city.
You don't have,
what could potentially go wrong there?
You don't have some sort of old world cobbler, like fashion, like leather, some sort
Handmade.
Of.
It's a real
yeah.
thing.
I had a situation. I recently bought a pair of running shoes, which I've never done before. And I went to like the fancy running mm-hmm. shoe place. My wife told me to go. I was wearing jeans and like a button down shirt. And he wanted me to try them on and then run. And like, I'm new at running, so I look like I'm dying.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. Why don't you
yeah.
run with
he's like, he's like, so put them on. It's 98 degrees outside. I'm in jeans. He's like, run to the end of the shopping center back so I can watch you.
I recently was in a very...
That's a lot of trust. Did they have your driver's license or something?
Yeah, just keep running.
You should show up at his house and make him do a podcast.
I was in a similar but different situation recently. Like, I wanted to buy a leash for my dogs. And so we go into this new store, and there's this guy that is like showing off all the items in the store.
How complicated is leash buying? It's like,
did he make you wear it, Federico?
So,
did he make you wear it?
So, imagine there's like a Saturday, there's
can
like a bunch of.
I'm sorry, I know you're going to tell the story, but is it possible that you were walking down the street and you see a store and you look in the window and there's all this sort of leatherware and sort of like neck. Yeah. Collars and, you know, straps. You're like, oh, I need a new leash. And this is clearly a store with gear for dogs.
It was a dog store.
Okay.
So there's these guys, bunch of families and kids. And it's like, I want to buy a leash for my dogs. And it's like, we have this very specific type of leash. It goes on the chest and stuff. It's like, do you want to try it? Like, I don't want to try a dog leash. but we ended up with me on a leash and the guy just pulling.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Like, it was
he
just
made you wear it?
He made me wear the leash in the store.
100%, that's his fetish.
Yeah.
Did you see any cameras in this store?
And it was pulling. It's God. You feel no pain now.
No. Yeah, I do a lot inside.
I'm dead
inside.
It's like
emotional
right
trauma
like,
now.
Do you guys know about the Thunder shirt? So when dogs, explain the Thunder shirt.
It's dogs get really scared sometimes when there are thunderstorms or fireworks on 4th of July. And they found that that dogs really react well, or some dogs anyway, to this thing that's like the Thunder shirt. And it's like a jacket you put on your dog. You put, you know, put their doggy legs through the doggy leg holes. And it sort of like fits tight around their chest. And it gives them comfort. It's like a big hug that they get to wear. And that it makes during, so like people know the thunderstorm's coming. And they put their dog in the Thunder shirt. And then the dog doesn't freak out when the when
Mike's the,
thunder the
same
happens.
Way actually it's really strange.
I need this. I need so the same way that they had the dog leash that you could wear, I need the Thunder shirt that I can wear to like parties.
It's a hug you can wear.
Yeah, just, you know, just relaxes me.
It's a party shirt.
Yeah, I bought on Kickstarter. I got the gravity blanket. It's
yes,
a weighted
so
blanket.
I.
It's a weighted
I
blanket.
I
want
to know about this. I've been so tempted to get this. I want it so much.
Well, they got cucked. Someone else they were so slow like manufacturing it that they already got cloned. And there's like, if you go on Amazon, there's like other weighted blankets with this more or less the same industrial design that
it's
are like available.
It's just a sheet filled with fake fidget cubes.
I'm not sure how like a heavy blanket makes me feel more comfortable. I feel like I would be
significantly more.
It's a spectrum thing. Also, I think
I just had a root canal, and at one point they have to start taking like X-rays, and they put the lead vest on me, and it was like, oh, that's such a relief. And they actually said, would you like us to just leave the lead vest on you for the rest of the roof? Wow. I'm like, yes, please. And it was great. It was awesome.
Now, did they put you under for a root canal?
No.
Did
you do the gas? Unfortunately not.
Did you do the gas? Not Novocaine, and they get in there and they do their work.
Injections and more injections.
I'm all about that. I do not like the gas. I don't like any of that stuff.
Didn't just you get do in it there. With get no just, anesthetic yeah. once?
No, I did it with anesthetic, but I had my wisdom teeth out and they were I don't want to retell the whole story, but like you're supposed to pick between you can have the twilight, which is just like they just put you under, or you can have the gas. And I was like, these are both unacceptable. And the guy was like, well, you could do neither. And I was like, let's do that. So, and it was great because like if something went wrong, I was like, I could be like, okay, let's make a plan. What's next? Let's do this. Let's get in there.
They really needed you for that.
They could have. That's the thing.
Like as your employee, I'm glad because there's a much, there's way less risk. However, as a person who likes and cares about you, like there's so many ways it could go bad.
Nah.
Like you could have like passed out or like stabbed
pass
somebody.
Out.
And there are some people who've just
stabbed someone
and then they've reacted
like
in a
zombie movie where they're like we have to dissect the zombie.
They basically like freak
and he
no
gets a
the
scalpel and
does not stab someone
bursts
like,
out of the hospital.
Basically yes, they ran out of the hospital and stabbed their dentist.
I see.
Whoa.
Yeah,
well, okay.
Why? Wow, you guys really reacted like, oh, that's normal. Oh, that's
yeah. Like, yeah, sure.
Else.
I mean,
sure,
yeah, because I mean, I've had teeth out, and I feel like I could have done that.
Who hasn't been there?
I really pushed it. I've not been. I didn't go to the dentist for like, I didn't go to the dentist for like 4 years.
That's fine. That's fine.
What happened was I didn't. I skipped it once. And I,
no.
My life was fine. I was like, fine. And then I was like, boy, it was really nice not going to the dentist. Yep. And then I did it again. And then I was fine. And I was still fine. And I was like, you know, it was even better to not go to the dentist twice. And then I was like, I should just do this. And then it got scary. And then at a certain point, it got scary. Then it was like, I don't want to go to the dentist because I don't want to know what could be wrong. And then Veronica finally shamed me into going, and I went to her dentist, and the main selling point is that they play Blue Planet on a TV on the ceiling, so you can watch the like manta rays while they're drilling into your jaw.
That's awesome.
But I went to the dentist. Nope, I got no problems. No cavities, no issues. They didn't even tell me to floss more.
That's a better situation. I just had a tooth worked on, and they leaned me back, and they have posters. They don't have TVs and stuff, but the poster...
Hang in there.
The poster, no, it was about Murphy's Law.
Oh, my God.
Oh, why?
No!
I said to the dentist, who's like an old family friend, I was like, this is completely inappropriate. Like, you should have puppies and flowers, not something like, if something may go wrong, it, you know, it definitely will.
When I stopped going to my dentist is he employs his own bespoke Ludovico technique, where he has large screens that you have to look at that alternate between things he's built out of wood and cartoons about dental work that he and the dental industry that he regards as funny.
Wow.
So you get a dentist's sense of humor plus a main box he made he's pretty proud of.
They were playing Blue Planet and the VLC play bar, so it was a TV screen. But I was trying to figure out, I was like, I wonder what the logic was of how they wired this all up, because the whole time I was there, I could see the VLC play bar on the bottom. Oh, so it's clearly running off of a PC and then piping out to all these screens.
And I just left the mouse hovering over.
Yeah, and I was like, move the mouse.
Come on. That would be physically so more painful to me than the dental work is seeing the VLC play bar.
So I was there, and they had to, they went in with the little spinny boy, and they excavated all the plaque and stuff off my teeth. And then they blast you. They have the water gun,
yep.
And they have another. The hygienist is off to the side, and they 1-2 you. They tag team you, and so the dentist is just scraping, and then the other one comes in with the water, and they blast this icy cold water right onto your sensitive teeth. And it was so much. It was the worst part of the experience. Like, I didn't even mind the sanding or whatever. It was the icy cold water, and I said eventually, I was like, you know, this water is really awful. You guys should really think about. So I just like built the house, and I put in line water heaters on some of the sinks, so I had like the InstaHot, and those things are cheap as hell. Like, they're not expensive equipment for like a big professional operation like a dentist. And I was like, you know, someone should put like a little water heater here, so the water is just like room temperature and it's not icy cold. And the dentist was like, oh yeah, a lot of people say that to me. Like, everyone comes in. Yeah, we get there. She's like, we get that a lot.
Interesting.
This is why you should just. The thing is, you don't really need a dentist as long as you keep a dental tool.
No.
Right. Now listen. No. While you're enjoying your programs at night, you're sitting around, you're watching some Mindhunter, and you really want to get in there until it pops. You just pop off the plaque on the under teeth. You want to really get in.
God.
And one side's got a hook, and the other side's got a bigger hook.
Aren't we supposed to be eating something?
Wonder what that could be.
Oh boy. Going straight from dental work into pizza now?
We've got could be anything. Could be a smiling Asian boy in there.
Don't say it.
Anybody have a lead vest I can put on?
All right.
So you know how, Merlin, you know how, yes. I've always said, I don't know if Renee can hear us. Renee, just bring those pies in here.
Yeah.
Let's go. you know how I've always said that people should pretty much uncritically do anything that we say on the podcast, and that we stand by all of our medical advice.
whatever it is, it could be something as simple as a piece of media, or it could just be an extreme amount of powders we're really encouraging you to put in your body.
Merlin, if I'm interpreting you correctly, you're saying don't go to the dentist, you should just go on Amazon, because that's expensive, but for only like $10 you go on Amazon, you get a pair of dental tools, you do it yourself, and you know, it's like you know your own mouth, like what is a dentist has never even been
keep
in there
a bowl
before
with your keys, and anytime you're ready to do some dental hygiene, you just move your keys, you pull out your dental tool, you watch some Mindhunter, and you start picking away. And I feel the same way about powders, podcasts, and movies. Really, all this stuff is fine. Yeah. Just pipe it right in. Don't think about it.
Now, I'm in favor of everyone kind of doing all of our challenges with us and taking any advice that we offer uncritically, because as I said, eventually we will need people to kill for us. And I don't want, you know, them to think twice about it. But I did have a little bit of follow-up based on that. So this is from Gizmodo, and it came out today. Headline, drink up, high lead levels found in two InfoWars supplements.
Oh, no.
The most accurate description of the shrieking pageantry we've come to know as InfoWars is that it's a dietary supplement business hiding behind a debased, unreliable, and exhaustingly stupid news network. Unfortunately for its founder, Alex Jones, seen above chugging a glass of, quote, caveman true paleo formula, which, as you remember, that is the exact powder. I'm like, I'm getting heartburn just thinking about the how bad
I
it was.
I got mine right here. I still haven't reopened it.
Well, if you open a big cloud of lead is going to come out when you open it. Two of those supplements were recently found to contain high levels of lead. Besides this Neanderthal pre-human drink powder, another supplement called MycoZX, advertised as, quote, potent herbs and enzymes, intended for the, quote, detoxification of yeast and undesirable fungal organisms. That's, well, if you get the Morgellons, that's what you need to take, is yes. The MycoZX. It treats, that's the only, that's the only proven cure for the Morgellons. Mm-hmm. Was also determined to have high levels of lead, according to an independent testing by Watchdog Group, the Center for Environmental Health, the findings of which InfoWars has itself based articles on prior. According to the CEH, which purchased the samples directly from the InfoWars online shop, quote, people who take the MycoZX product would ingest more than 6 times the daily limit for lead under California law, and those taking the Caveman True Paleo would ingest 2x the California daily lead limit. So
there you go. You just lead boost in.
Congratulations to all the members of the Dubai Friday Powder Nation who have exceeded the California's recommended daily dose of lead.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is just kind of nanny state thing I've been booking used to this point. California comes in there touching that amount of lead. I am taking the amount of lead. You got to get in there. You really want to get all that caveman all the way in there. Really just chug it down.
Lead. Lead. I mean, is lead really that bad? I mean, it's a pretty base element. It's in a lot of places. How bad could it really be? Kids, limit the amount. But if you're a grown man who's a caveman, I don't think that's such a bad thing.
Also, caves were full of lead. Yeah. Honestly.
We'd sit around the fire and tell stories. It's all part of our Judeo-Christian tradition.
We're just licking rocks. There's nothing else to do.
A paint like that, you don't need all at once. I saw pizza, but I'm not eating it.
It's coming.
Ooh, that can't be right.
I'm texting Renee, and she's getting us paper plates and paper towels.
Oh my god! Fancy princes in here? Are you guys gonna dab the? Be honest. Are you guys gonna dab the oil off your pizza like a dandy?
Is that
like
a prince? How much oil is on the pizza?
You guys never see people get a piece of pizza. You guys never see people get a slice of pizza and they take a paper napkin and they dab. They sit there like a little prince and they dab the oil off.
You call the oilier over. He gives you a special serviette.
Oilier.
Are you kidding? You've never seen this?
No, I've never seen this.
Jason's seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
No, but that's because Italians have good taste. Yeah. You put a little olive oil on the pizza.
Yeah, we'll lick the oil.
Squeeze. Merlin, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
If you get an oily slice, you just kind of tip it over something you need to have, like something squeaky.
That's the flavor. You have to eat the oil.
Over the door.
Pizza candles.
Oh, hooray. Plates. We're not going to be animals. Yay.
Oh, they're real plates.
Challenge.
Like fancy princes.
Dig duck. We got the dandy plates.
Real fancy. We have real plates here.
I should put mine in the microwave.
Merlin, come on now.
What?
While we're setting this up, why is it echoey all of a sudden? While we're setting this up, can you please describe how you approach this challenge?
Yes. So what I figured was, you know, San Francisco, it's a real cosmopolitan town. It should be no problem at all. I'll just be able to get this all set up. Apparently, there are almost exactly 2 places in town that serve authentic Chicago style of pizza. And they don't deliver at 7:30 a.m. And so I'm texting this to our super secret private channel, but I think I've got it pretty covered.
Okay, that looks nice.
This is my childhood pizza, Barnaby's of Northbrook. Okay, it's an old timey tavern. You go with all your friends, and you order at the counter, and you get a huge pie. And I've only ever seen this in Chicago. It's called a tavern style pizza. So it's a flaky, buttery cornmeal crust with cheese baked right into the crust. And then it's got you can see it's like a buttery dough, like molded dough on the crust. And then it's party cut. So you always get the squares. I'm a big fan of, I'll be honest, I love the party cut I'm a big crust boy, and you can get the little crusties. That's the Piece.
Oh, Merlin. I've just seen the Merlin's pick.
I'm just I'm getting the box special. Configured. I got to get the box configured.
I'm going to send the Barnabys around.
Okay.
So
okay.
This is to me, this is the truest Chicago style pizza in that this is like the special kind of pizza that you only find in Chicago that people actually eat who live here.
So Merlin, my understanding is the go-to Chicago style place in the Bay Area is Zachary's, which is over in Berkeley, and so they're not going to deliver to you either, but it's very good.
You know what? I've often said that I've never really had good pizza west of the Mississippi, but there's a place in Berkeley called the Cheese Board. Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah. I've had that pizza.
The Cheese Board is a goddamn good pizza.
It's a good pizza. It's weird. I mean, they serve one kind of pizza. It's their pizza, and you eat that pizza.
It's like a crazy co-op, so the people working there are like members of the Cheese Board.
Holy shit.
I'm afraid the podcast police are going to come in here and say, okay, everybody is eating.
Yep.
Except no, our fam, our fine. Do you guys know? I guess familiar with mukbang videos. That's what our fans are into. It's a Korean sexy eating videos.
Okay.
It's ladies who eat a lot of food on Twitch on live stream. Google it. Mukbang videos.
Mukbang.
Don't look at it, Jason.
Guys,
this is really good. This is really good. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Solid. Yeah. Is it? See,
Holy shit.
I'm getting a little nod from Federico. That's a good ass pizza.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
I'm folding the box. It's got an inside reflective surface that I need to get turned over.
Guys, if you live in the Chicagoland area, get yourself to Barnaby's. That's Max's number one childhood nostalgia pizza pick. It's my pick of the week. Barnaby's of Northbrook. Use the offer code Crisis Actor for 20% off at checkout. And thanks to our sponsor, Barnaby's.
This is seriously.
Merlin, what are you doing? What are we hearing?
Sorry, I had to fold my box to get the reflective surface, and now I'm taking the plastic off.
What kind of fresh delivery Chicago style pizza has a reflective surface?
I got Chicago's home run in premium pizza. It was almost $3 at Walgreens. So
you didn't even go to a grocery store.
I had to come and fix my Skype.
Oh my god!
Hey, what does it say in the corner? It says made from scratch. So it's
what
fine.
Does that even mean?
Technically, everything is made from scratch.
Yeah, I mean, if you get down to it, like, is there what would be a product you couldn't?
Yeah, if the pizza just appears somewhere,
that's a troubling idea.
Well, their competitors find pizzas by the side of the road. It's
like the Ninja Turtles arcade game. Just like this will probably give me some help.
Generation.
I should pick up this road pizza. Yeah.
Also that was really good. That crust is like buttery and also has the cornmeal flavor in it.
Crunchy.
That was really good.
Yeah. Flaky.
That is the best pizza I've ever had.
What else do we have?
It's a huge
this
paper bag.
This is a crazy package. It's like a craft
huge paper bag with like
in it. Some present you get on Christmas morning
it looks
that
like it's
doesn't
fall
fit.
Off
it's ungainly. It doesn't fit anywhere. So you just stuff it
is
in
that,
a bag.
Is that my big Hanukkah present? Is that the Lego Millennium Falcon?
It's actually a bicycle.
Yeah.
Finally.
Okay, so this is the Sicilian... The Dante's Sicilian pizza, and I don't want to touch it, so I'm going to ask if people could.
Why? What's wrong with it?
What's happened?
It's just really big, and I know that I'm going to, it cannot be passed around.
Okay, so we have to go up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
It's a buffet.
It's a whole interactive experience.
Yeah, this is...
So this purports to be Sicilian style.
Okay.
All right. Apparently, this is the Hungry Hound's... choice for the one sliced, but this is confusing because it seems to be sliced party style.
Is party style when you make it little squares, Alex?
Yeah,
I like party style.
It's just me and you now. They're all getting
pizza. How's it going, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good.
How's your so did you bring your laptop, your old laptop today?
Yeah. It's I had to get in a Lyft and it wasn't an SUV, so there wasn't room.
Oh god.
You know what? We'll put in the show notes pictures of each of these pizzas. Alex, hold the Barnabys up for me so I can get a picture for the show notes. More tilted towards me, but not so the pizza falls out.
Each slice of this is like a pound.
Easier said than done.
A little more tilt.
It's so heavy.
A little bit more tilt.
Okay.
Keep going. Keep it coming.
This is
a little bit more.
This is worse.
That's good.
You got to get that 45 degree
That's going on
tilt.
Twitch later.
That was worse than adjusting Max's headphone volume.
Is this good podcasting? Have we ruined the show?
No, this is substantially better than a normal episode.
Oh god, it's bubbling.
So I've never had this before. This is a place I've heard people say good things about, And this was one that was from our pizza correspondent, the Hungry Hound, Steve Dolinsky.
Okay.
Federico is nodding yes. That's a good sign.
This is very heavy.
In Italy, we don't call this pizza. It's more like focaccia.
Yeah.
Which is like softer and much, much thicker. But it's great. I mean.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got a good, this has a good flavor to the sauce. Sometimes the sauce in American pizza gets really sweet and sugary.
I prefer the first one, though.
Yeah, that has the very much like the Chicago butter crust type thing.
Guys, am I challenging your preconceptions about what Chicago-style pizza is?
Because I've not heard either of what I expected I was going to be eating.
Are the barriers coming down?
They are.
Are we all learning and growing?
We're building bridges.
Thank you.
I feel like we're making a real connection here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which this is international now.
Yeah.
This is great. Oh, man. There's so many accents on this podcast. Are you from the Bay Area?
I'm from Northern California.
So what, do you have a Northern Californian accent?
I don't know.
What is that when you start talking about seed rounds?
Yeah. I'd have to be like, this is going to be a hella big seed round.
There you go.
Jason's a Title. Real thought leader in the Apple space. That sounded mean because he really is.
wow, kind of harsh, Alex. Jeez.
I'm sorry. Actually, the very first episode of this show, we did a big like, what was it? I don't know. It was like throw something away, and I threw away about 50 issues of Macworld.
All of Jason's work.
I basically threw away
my life. What's the
first thing I can throw away? Jason's life work.
Yep,
that's what I can throw away.
50 pages of Jason's face. So Renee is going to bring in now my favorite pizza.
Here we go.
The way you set that up, Alex, is not good.
It's going to be a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Alex, fossil team crackers. Okay. Alex, what's on
it's
your
It's a
tombstone?
Loaf of Wonder Bread and a photo of Elon Musk.
Merlin, this is the saddest. It's the
It's got about 2 minutes. It's got about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Why did you microwave it on top of the box?
Merlin, you have to. The reflective surface helps it crisp up.
Also, your microwave.
It's so sad.
What happened to the inside of your microwave?
Merlin, you need to clean your microwave.
It's awful.
No. It's seasoning.
No, you really do, though.
Merlin, I can see the inside of your microwave.
I can see that you've had poppy seeds.
You need to change
That's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
It's like we have all these beautiful pies coming in, a parade of gorgeous Chicago pizzas coming in the door. Marone's got this soggy frisbee.
Literally nothing
kind of
like the box.
Dystopian Dickens story.
Yeah, let's compare
the box.
Pieces of sausage and stuff in it. There's just nothing. In
one side is bubbling and the other side is raw.
It looks like the last meal of a serial killer.
I guess that's up to you.
Where's Merlin?
To quote Merlin, fuck. Merlin has officially called it on his end.
No! Why doesn't he just FaceTime audio in and we'll record it on our end?
You can fight him on that if you want, but I think he wants to go home to a sick kid, honestly.
Is this a false flag attack? You know how there's crisis actors like the guy in Vegas and it's not a real shooting? You guys all with me?
Oh my god.
This is what you're into now.
Okay. Well, it's not that I'm into it so much as...
No, no, not you.
I'm the one...
I'm pointing at him.
No, I mean, I'm not into it. It's just I wish it was, I wish it was real, but you gotta look behind the curtain. But I think this is... I think Merlin's doing a classic false flag operation on us. I mean, does he even have a daughter?
I have met his wife and daughter.
You saw two people
in my house, or actors hired to portray them.
That's my thing, though. Can you prove that they're not George Soros operatives that are paid to pose as his daughter so he can get out of doing the podcast with us?
The listeners know what I'm talking about. Wait, there are no listeners.
I mean, this is the show. Everything's in the show.
Except Merlin.
It took four people to replace Merlin.
And six pizzas. Four people, six pizzas.
Sounds like a...
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
No.
It's one of those videos that they make reactions to.
why do you have my assistant bringing your pizza in?
I quote, I bequeath the, is that the right word? It sounds like queef.
It's my butler.
And so she helped acquire these pizzas.
Shouldn't she be like organizing my pens or something?
I don't know. Well, she's currently heating up your three additional pizzas that you ordered.
How do we reheat? Can we talk about pizza reheating for a minute?
Yeah, you said that you have some opinions about this.
As an opinion, it's the one acceptable, correct way to reheat pizza, which is you take the slice, you put it in a cast iron pan, and you loosely cover it with a tin foil dome. Anything else destroys the pizza. I'm sure we're microwaving.
Federico's
nodding
again, Max.
Yep.
So I have a pizza stone because I make pizza at home.
And
so I will just turn on the oven to like 350 and put the pizza, the slices to reheat just on the stone
that's
and just let them lay there.
That's an even harder and better version of what I'm saying. But
it takes longer, but it's good. It's good. The microwave is, I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a circumstance where you should use a microwave to reheat pizza, and I don't think I can.
Depends how hungover you are.
Or to cook one.
No, because you just have a cold. Just have a cold. In almost every circumstance, a cold pizza will be better than a microwave pizza.
I completely agree. Cold pizza is a good food.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly fine food.
You're going to have a lot of it, so.
No, we're gonna finish all these.
Oh,
no,
yeah, okay.
For sure.
I kind of like the frozen pizzas that you do in your oven, like home run. Those real shitty pizzas, like I like them in the same way that I like McDonald's chicken nuggets. Of just like there's like a kind of processed, disgusting, cardboardy.
As long as you know it's what you want, it's fine.
It's like it's the same thing of like, do you ever have some like you go to Chipotle and someone's like, oh, that's not real Mexican food. Like, I fucking know it's not real. Or Taco Bell, right? It's like, I know it's not Mexican food. It's its own thing. I want it. It's its own genre of garbage.
I'm not in Mexico right now.
Exactly.
So my pizza has arrived. And my favorite pizza is Pat's Pizzas on Clark. And
Pat's Pizzas on Clark.
Pat's Pizzas on
Clark. Is that by the greenhouse where we do our thing?
Oh, no. Okay. It is in the South Loop next to my old dorm. Don't be creepy. And this is a pizza I ordered last night and had people eat half of it because it is the best the next morning.
I was going to say, there was a suspicious hole in the middle of this pizza.
Yeah.
This is the aforementioned cold pizza we're having.
Yeah, it has been refrigerated in...
What genre is this?
Thin crust, plain cheese, of course, light on the sauce.
But party cut.
Yes, of course.
I love these kind of pizzas.
Of course.
Yeah, this is a great pizza.
But and another thing is, this is probably one of the greasiest pizzas in Chicago. So it's great in the morning, because then you pretend that there's no grease here.
Oh man, this is real good.
Mm-hmm. It's like kind of sweet.
Yeah. This is that real. This is a good drunk food.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a perfect hungover
so
food too.
What is the place by the greenhouse? And they do those big ass slices like this with the thin crackery crust.
Demos.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, Bocce's.
I don't know. Bocce's? I've wandered in there after our shows. With sometimes me and the performers will go in there and like, you know, mingle with the drunken bros and order big slices of pizza. This is a very good like desperation food.
Federico's making some faces about this.
This is a huge thumbs down.
No.
I mean, it's the word pizza is. Very, very
it's open
generous
to interpretation.
Yeah. But yeah, this is the Alex Cox pizza, and it was like a staple in college. It also comes with a free large fry and 20-ounce soda, which I consumed last night and then thought I was going to throw up. So I'm not sharing any of those fries with you.
Fries and pizza seem like a weird mix. Is that a thing people do?
Apparently it is at a college pizza place. Mm.
You can do a white pizza with potatoes on it.
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
totally. It's good. Like, we have, like, mozzarella, potatoes, and black truffle.
Mm.
Yeah, that's and sausage.
The food in Italy, it's not, it must be depressing to travel anywhere else and try and eat, like, produce. Like, it's like a different, everything was of a higher quality. Every piece of produce, all the seafood, like, everything was
I don't eat seafood outside of Italy. I don't mean to sound like a jerk. It's just,
You know there's water in other places, right?
There's what?
There's water in, like, oceans. And...
But yeah, it's true. Like, but I love American food. Like, it's great. I want to eat like an American when I'm here.
Get that 10-piece nuggets with the Rick and Morty sauce.
Yeah. Like that, for example. Like, I want to go back and feel shame when I go back to my girlfriend. That's what I want to do. That's what I do when I travel.
Yeah. I will say, I think the box for this pizza is trying a little too hard. It had a big cutout of Italy on the front. Did it have the yep. flag too? It's
yes,
like
it has the Italian flag.
The map was kind of not total. I was looking at the map, like with the game of the box. It's like this geography here is not totally accurate. But I can live.
I mean,
with
I feel
that.
Like the pizza that came in basically a giant paper bag. It knows what it is. There's no pretense. But this box that Alex brought in is really on its
so
high
Alex,
horse.
When you when you're in college and you like find $20 in the laundry or something, this was your go-to.
Oh, of course.
Okay. We did. I had a scam when I was in college. We had the college like scrip money that they would like how they used to pay minors in scrip, so they could only shop in the company store. We had that where like our parents could like load up your like card,
your dining card, yeah,
the dining card with money, and it could only be spent in like the college bookstore and then the dining halls and stuff. And it was a way to control. It was basically a way for me to like not buy weed with the money my parents gave me. But what we discovered was like, so there were participating vendors in the town, in my college town, and one of them was like a CVS, and you could take your voucher card and like spend it at the CVS like a credit card, and they had a reciprocal agreement with the college where you could, you know, they pay them out or whatever. And we discovered that while you could not you were really limited in what you could spend the dining dollars on, you could go to the CVS and buy gift cards.
Oh.
And then you could sell the gift cards for cash.
The license to print money.
Yeah, so you could buy like a $100 like Target or Apple iTunes gift card and then sell it for like $90, $75 in cash, and then you could buy weed with the cash. But I would either do bagels. I'd either do like Towson Hot Bagel, or that was one of my big go-to. Like I've got some cash places, or Chipotle was a big one. What did you guys have any like your like go-to meals in college? Of like, I get a little walking around money.
We don't have real educations.
Wow.
Okay, well, all right.
I didn't realize I was setting such an elitist standard.
All I can think of is pizza, because we went to there was at the college newspaper, we would order Domino's pizza, which was cheap and awful, but it was hot, and so we would eat it. A man would bring it in a cardboard box and we would eat it. And we had off campus, we had a BJ's, which is Chicago style pizza, deep dish pizza. And so that was there was a lot of pizza in college. That was the on and off. But we couldn't go off campus and use our dining card. So I would have to go to the deli, which was the a la carte place on campus, and use the balance of my money for the week on usually like Coke. So it was like cigarettes in prison, basically. I could like trade six packs of Coke for other items.
I used to have a whole cohort of like weird, like homeless, like towny type people who were just like drifters who like hung out at the college town too long. And then like, as soon as you get towards the end of the semester
so
and you're like
grad students, basically.
Yeah, like grad students, just like weirdos. And you just start having like, hey everyone, let's have a feast at the dining hall, and everyone can like swipe in on my card, and everyone can have like cold cuts from the salad bar or whatever. Yeah,
a giant vat of Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the big one that I remember from our dining hall was there was you go to the and to, for breakfast, and there were stations, and you'd go down the buffet, and there was like the hot stations. There was an egg lady, and she would take the powdered eggs that would, and what would happen is they'd make them, and then they would powdered eggs. You'd like mix them with water and like scrambled eggs to make like bad scrambled eggs.
Powdered eggs?
It's like egg substance, made from a powder.
Americans have powdered everything.
Yeah,
I've never heard of
that. Oh, it's an abomination.
powdered eggs, powdered milk, absolutely.
Powder nation for a long time.
We'll powder it. So what they would happen is they would cook these eggs, and they'd be way too hot for way too long, and they'd seize up, and they'd sort of mold to the size of the hotel pan. And so sometimes you get like a corner piece, and it would have like corners on the eggs, and then like a pie, exactly.
Like one of those Taco Bell tacos that's made with an egg.
Yeah, exactly. And so the egg lady, her signature move was she'd go in, you'd get your sort of square of eggs, and then she'd go, and then she'd go sort of back in with a spoon for some of the egg juice and ladle it on top like it was like a gravy.
We have more food to go.
Yeah. And I always, there was sort of the egg water that was left over, and she'd sort of spoon it on.
No.
And I'd always
forget.
It's like,
you want the good stuff.
And it was so surprising. It was so surprising and upsetting. It was such a lateral attack every time it happened. I always forgot, and so I could never. What I should have done is I should have stepped up and be like, "I'll have some scrambled eggs, please. Hold the egg water." But I didn't. But I, you never anticipate. It's too crazy. You never anticipate the move.
You just grab the plate and just pull it out of the way at the last second.
You just dab the top with a paper towel.
You gotta dab it like a little prince and get the oil.
They're trying to rehydrate the last of the powder with the egg water.
That's right.
What they're trying to do.
Yeah. They're like the Navajo. Use every part of the powder.
All right. On that note, we're going to move to the classic Chicago deep dish.
That's what I needed after hearing about egg water. Perfect.
And, we all still hungry for pizza? Is everyone hungry for pizza?
Yum, yum, yum. I feel like I'm in the minority. I hate deep dish pizza. I hate it. I think it's gross.
It is not. I don't hate it, but it's not my favorite. When I go about my life and decide to order pizza, it is never deep dish.
It has like a plastic film.
Like Alex,
on the
we order pizza 3 times a week at this office. Do we ever order deep? Does anyone ever like, I want deep dish?
Well, when people are out of town and they're like, oh, we want deep dish, and we're like, okay.
I know.
So do actually like people from Chicago? Do they actually eat deep dish normally? No. It's like when a friend comes to Chicago, like, hey, I want to eat deep dish.
It's like fish and chips in London, right? Like, I never eat fish and chips. People do, but I never do.
Yeah,
I never eat the deep dish without a. I do the knife and fork thing for the deep dish because it's like eating a pie. It's hard to hold
I'm losing structural cohesion.
Oh, it's
divert just, emergency power to the deflector dish.
It's just cheese huge. And tomato.
Captain, she's coming apart.
So, how can you hold this?
So the thing I love about deep dish.
I'm having a real crisis here. Just
put your hands
in
it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It is not great.
Where's this from?
This is from Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's. This is not Lou Malnati's deep dish.
This is like eating a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato sauce on top. That's what it's like.
It's wrong? It's literally from this box. Yeah. Did we get like a shitty batch?
Maybe we didn't do the butter crust?
No.
I don't like this.
Well, we also have a crustless deep dish. Oh, God. What the fuck is this?
Oh, this is... This is taking a turn.
No, I know what this is. Max, do you want to describe what this is?
Who is this for? Wasn't there someone who was gluten-free?
Steven, I don't know if you're going to want to eat this. But
we got a special pie for Steven.
Oh, he's just red. Oh, no.
It is.
So this is the Lou Malnati's Paleo Warrior gluten-free pizza.
Oh, my God.
And it's a pizza fashioned out of sausage. And then they put the cheese and sauce on top of the sausage.
Yeah, I'm not breaking.
You eat a couple slices of that, that'll put you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try some of it. Come on, I'll try it.
Oh,
right,
here you go.
Oh no, this is just a big flat sausage.
Oh god.
This deep dish stuff, it's like if someone from Naples at a birthday and they forgot about the cake and just like, fuck it, let's make a pizza cake. This is exactly, it's a birthday cake made out of pizza.
Guys, I didn't represent the Lou Malnati's very well. I'm sorry. We should have gotten like the butter crust, and I didn't micromanage this. I left it up to my, I delegated, you know how it goes. It's like... You let people make any decisions.
We've made a grave mistake. This is actually the one with butter crust. Right now you're eating gluten free.
That's why this is gluten free.
Nothing matters anymore.
Okay, I knew the Lou Malnati's was off. All right. I'm gonna fucking deliver on the deep dish promise. I hope no one had more than a couple bites of that disgusting monstrosity. I apologize on behalf of the people of Chicago.
This is an awesome plot twist, though. I love this.
Where's the sausage pizza?
Here you go. You got some of Mike's.
Give me some of that sausage.
This is so bad. It's the sausage is there.
Send the good Alex. Please circulate the good Lou Malnati's.
This is a sausage.
This is some good ass
sausage with ketchup on it.
Oh, okay. We got a couple more pizzas coming.
Why is it getting taller?
The pizza with the gluten in
guys,
it.
Guys, this is better. This is much better.
It's much
right?
better.
Thank yeah, you. Yeah.
It's more cheesy.
Have I redeemed myself? The whole project is better. The whole thing. Yeah.
I apologize for trying to be more inclusive with our.
This is the best one. The Luminati's deep
it's
dish.
Not well known that the ingredient they use to replace gluten is sadness. So you guys just experienced that, and now it's better.
Mmm.
I said it couldn't be done.
Oh, I'm really filling up with cheese here.
This is so like much.
The pizza sweat. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We have four or five more to get through. Oh, so.
No.
This... I'm not going to finish this slice.
I have a presentation in like 3 hours on a stage.
Aren't you the keynote?
They'll understand.
It's like I had some pizza, guys. Yeah. What do you want me to do?
You can give the talk. You're just going to be laying down on the stage.
Can I have a chair, please?
I'm so happy to be here. Wouldn't anyone mind if I unbutton a button? I got to unbutton a button.
Just be like, hey, look at this is the best way to use the iPad lying on the ground. All right. In honor of Tiff, we have the number one recommended artisanal pizza in Chicago by the Hungry Hound. Max, have you heard of this? The Pizzeria Bebu Marguerita?
Only from Steve telling me that it's excellent. So.
All right.
God, that Luminati's butter crust, man.
I'm struggling big time.
That box was heavy.
Yep.
That's the oil.
Yeah.
It's laden with oil. Yeah.
Like I feel like it was going super well, and at one point something happened.
Yeah.
With the crust and the cheese.
It was that gluten-free one.
And there was no going back at that point.
I regret eating a whole piece of an earlier one now that I know how much there is to get through.
You shouldn't have eaten the big focaccia one. That was the problem.
That was the problem.
It was like a pound of pizza.
It was a big bread boy. Oh shit! Look at this. Is beautiful. Oh my god.
Mm. There's a leaf on it, I guess. But this has been reheated. I texted Renee to do it. We did not have a cast iron skillet. However, it's been reheated with foil over it.
I like this one.
I could imagine that this was good when it was delivered yesterday.
Yeah. The crust is like rubber now.
I'm not going to be eating
it.
Yeah.
It didn't keep.
What is...
Oh, we really destroyed that lovely pie.
Yeah.
I imagine that was a beautiful pie.
That was an interesting detail about the last one. They had a basil leaf and just a touch of Parmigiano in the mozzarella, which was really nice, but the rest of the pizza kind of sucks.
Thank you for the official review.
Can you say those pizza ingredients again?
In a real Italian accent?
Yes, yes.
Like, really, like if
yes.
I were in Italy.
Yes.
Okay. I need to switch modes. Mozzarella... Pomodoro, basilico, parmigiano, farina e acqua.
Alex, please make me a soundboard.
Yeah.
Soundboard.
Swipe.
Yeah. That's one of your good ones. A swipe.
Swipe.
It's so many things.
My swipe.
She is very sick.
Please, my swipe. So we're just making fun of the way Federico talks.
We're just bullying our lovely guest.
We're making him eat. We brought Federico to America. We're making him eat our awful bready pizzas and mocking the way that he talks.
Oh, God.